what you're talking about. It's a tribble. It's a random tribble.
Exactly.
So the show's a major roller coaster. How you know, with twists and turns and stuff like that. How does that feel? You came in last season, correct?
Yes.
And now what do we have in store for the next season?
Well, in season three, I'm playing an all new character. So, yes, you know, at the end of season two, Lucifer sent Mom through a portal to a new realm to start creating anew, where she could rule and not have to, you know, fight with her ex-husband, God, you know. but Charlotte Richards, the human that she had kind of taken over for that time period, was given a second chance. So... I am, you know, look the same as Mom looked, but have been demoted to a human.
Are you going to miss your powers?
I think I am, yes. Certainly I'm going to miss my powers, but, you know, they were becoming too strong for the human body anyway, so I would have blown up. But it's been a challenge, playing, you know, this new character and somebody that doesn't know what happened for the last, you know, say the time period was 4 months. Mom got up to a lot of antics in Charlotte's life, and so she is. I come into it a few episodes into the season, and so Charlotte's had a little bit of time, a few weeks to kind of digest and get bearings, you know, realize that her husband has left her. She, you know, custody of her children has been taken away. People have been telling her that she's, you know, all the things that Mom kind of got up to, and that she'd been acting strange and doing this and doing that, and falling off a pier and that type of thing. So she's had a little bit of time to try and get her bearings, you know, see some doctors, do all that kind of stuff. So that's all kind of off camera, right? But when we pick up with her, she's now trying to get back to work, trying to get her life back on track, but struggling with it, struggling with, you know, she was a very strong personality, very, you know, very smart, focused defense attorney, that would kind of flirt with the dark side, you know, not the dark side, but maybe judgment, as I think some defense attorneys do when they're defending criminals, right? And so she may have made some questionable choices, that even though she doesn't think she's a bad person, and she's ultimately not a, you know, bad person, she may have ended up somewhere. And because she was killed, if we remember from the first, well, second season, but my first season.
Yeah.
And so she's struggling. She doesn't really know what it is. She's struggling. But she's trying to keep a straight face. She's trying to, you know, not put that out to the world, because to somebody like Charlotte, you know, she thinks she's probably having a nervous breakdown or something like that. But that is a sign of weakness, right, in her business. So she's trying to keep it all under wraps and just get on with her life. But that's hard to do.
Mom, can you describe the season in 3 words?
Struggling with identity.
Nice.
I think for a lot of the characters, in many ways.
And how did you, how did you prepare, because you were transitioning into a new character? So what was that preparation process like?
You know, it was really waiting to find out what the, you know, I'd sat down with the writer's room, as we all did, I think, in between the season, and really just waiting to see what, you know, I obviously talked to them about it, but waiting to see what their stab at you know, the script was. And the first script that I'm in was written by Chris Rafferty, great writer and somebody that I have a really good, you know, relationship with, that I can be, we could just kind of brainstorm and try and figure it out. And we have a really good scene with Tom in that episode, of kind of her trying to reach out. She there's a familiarity, but she doesn't know why, and people are telling her that she was close with him, so she kind of reaches out to him in a way that she thinks and she knows how, and is is very quickly told by him that that's not the case. And then follows just a really, I think, not heavy scene, but in terms of him kind of giving her the idea that she has to make some changes in her life. So she tries to do better afterwards. She realizes she needs to make some changes. And so then she's on a quest to try and figure out how to be a better person. And that's not sometimes the easiest to do. Yeah.
From kind of going from persona to persona and having those characters kind of being rewritten, I guess for the third time to a degree, even though it's twice as the same person, is that kind of the biggest benefit of being on the show, is being able to have such like exciting new stuff to do like every season basically?
Well, I mean, for me, yes, great that I've been given Charlotte Richards to portray this year, because otherwise I'd be gone. I mean, Mom was a lot of fun. Charlotte, I think, will be less fun in many ways because she's struggling, and whereas Mom, goddess of creation, could kind of just do what she wanted and that type of thing. So there's more of a struggle for Charlotte. But the humor is still there in many ways. And in my second episode, I work a lot with Amy, and Ella is a very positive person, and so Charlotte kind of realizes that she could learn some things from her, and so the I think a lot of the humor with Charlotte, especially in the beginning, is situational. And working off of people as opposed to Charlotte being a funny character,
We talked to Tom prior to you, mm-hmm. and he has a lot of a fan base he built from small.
Completely went the other way.
Yeah. I know him on first name basis. That's good. Yeah. But
call him Tom and T Dub or T. Yes. Yeah, T Dub. I think.
So he has a lot of he's built a huge fan base through Smallville so many years. You've built, similar to him, you've built a huge one through Battlestar Galactica. So have the fans carried over to Lucifer? Have they followed you over? And how does that feel to have such a sci-fi geeks? We just keep following you guys.
I'm sure not everyone has, but many have, and I was just at Comic Con, mm-hmm. and I was at Dragon Con a couple weekends ago, and so a lot of fans were saying that they were watching Lucifer, that they had known me from Battlestar, that type of thing. It's great. I mean, it's wonderful. Sci-fi fans tend to be very loyal, and they're not going to watch it if they don't like it. But they will quite often check it out, and that's great. I mean, you certainly want, if you liked somebody in one show or liked that show, then why wouldn't you check out something else that they do? You don't have to stick around if you don't like it, right? But that's something that I have huge thanks for. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I enjoyed the role of Mother because she was so beautifully evil. So with the new character, Charlotte, wouldn't it be kind of cool if there's a little residue of Mother still in there?
Yeah, and, there may be. I don't know. I have no idea where it's going. To my knowledge, there isn't going to be, at least in the beginning or the long stretch of it. Yeah, there's enough that she's kind of dealing with on her own right now that to add that in might send her into a nervous breakdown. But there is some with Lucifer, there's sort of a connection, and so maybe she is having sort of she thinks there's sort of nightmares or something, but there's this thing that's in her head that she's remembering, but she can't really put her finger on it, and she doesn't really know what it is. So maybe in the future that will, you know, there will be little flashes of something. It would certainly be fun to play. But at this point, there isn't.
What's one of the most valuable lessons that you've had to learn in this business, and that's had a positive impact on your career as an actor?
I don't know if it's something that I've had to learn, or just something that I think is very important. And I feel I probably would have gone into it with that in mind anyway. Is that it's a team effort. It's a collaboration from across the board, from everybody involved. I mean, it takes a lot of people to make a TV show, and every single part is integral to the process. I personally like collaborative experiences. Battlestar certainly was, and this show certainly is. You know, the writers, showrunners, their doors are always open for us to
collaborate,
to talk, and either if it's just to get something explained, or I'm just saying, your doors are always open for us to talk to you guys.
No.
Yeah. but I think in that you it just helps the process. Good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.